Welcome to our deep dive into Boston's Seaport condo market in 2025.
Yeah.
Imagine sleek high-rises right on the waterfront, a really cool mix of residents and innovative companies.
Right.
That's the Seaport vibe.
Yeah.
And we've got a ton of sources for it today. We're going to look at real estate listings, market reports, and we'll even take a peek at a local broker's website.
Very cool.
All to figure out what it's really like to live and invest in this hotspot.
I think we can uncover some good stuff.
Are you ready to find out why people are calling the Seaport Boston's exclusive club?
Well, it's a really fascinating microcosm of urban development trends, definitely.
So let's jump right into the numbers.
Okay.
The average list price for a downtown Boston condo, and that includes the Seaport,
right,
is a cool $1,385,000.
Wow.
But the median sold price is closer to $960,000.
Okay.
So that tells us there's a range, right?
Exactly. And here's where it gets interesting. Almost 35% of all the new luxury condos in Boston are being built in the Seaport.
Wow.
That's a huge amount, wouldn't you say?
It really is.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder, what's driving that?
Yeah.
Is it just the location?
Well, location is a huge factor, absolutely. I mean, you're walking distance to downtown Boston right on the waterfront.
Right.
But the Seaport also has this, like, you know, carefully cultivated modern vibe that's attracting a certain type of resident.
Yeah.
Someone who values sophistication and convenience, maybe even a touch of exclusivity.
It's interesting, too, because it's not just residential.
Right.
You've got major tech companies setting up shop here, too.
You hit the nail on the head. It's becoming a hub for innovation, which further fuels the desirability of the Seaport lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
This is what makes the area so attractive to investors, too.
Oh, really?
Did you know that waterfront properties, especially in prime locations like this, tend to hold their value exceptionally well, even during market dips?
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. I hadn't considered the historical resilience of waterfront properties.
Yeah.
So if I'm picturing myself living in the Seaport, what building should I have on my radar?
Well, for starters, the Echelon Seaport condos are stunning.
Okay.
We're talking sleek, modern design, white oak floors, Italian cabinetry.
Oh, wow.
Top of the line appliances. But what really sets them apart is the lifestyle they offer. Imagine having an app that not only lets you book building services, but also acts as your personal concierge.
Hold on. An app that books restaurant reservations, travel arrangements, even private jets.
Mm-hmm.
That's next level.
Precisely. It's a glimpse into the future of luxury living, where technology and personalized service are seamlessly integrated.
I gotta admit, the idea of having that level of convenience at my fingertips is pretty tempting.
Yeah.
But what about other options? Is there a building that screams luxury in a more traditional sense?
The St. Regis Boston Seaport condos, still under construction, promise just that.
Okay.
Think five-star hotel, living high-end, finishes impeccable service.
Wow.
And that St. Regis brand cachet.
So for the buyer who wants classic luxury with a prestigious address.
Exactly. And of course, there are other notable developments like Pier 4 Condos, 22 Liberty, and the Boulevard Boston. Each caters to a slightly different taste and budget.
Got it.
Speaking of which, current active listings in the Seaport range from $805,000 to $8,750,000.
Oh, wow.
With sizes varying from cozy studios to residences over 3,000 square feet.
So there's really something for everyone, from young professionals to families, even maybe those looking for a luxurious pied-à-terre.
That's the beauty of the Seaport. It's a diverse and dynamic community with a range of options to suit different lifestyles and budgets.
But what I'm really curious about is this, could owning a condo in the Seaport actually be cheaper than my annual vacation spending?
Oh, interesting.
You mentioned this vacation savings angle earlier, and I'm intrigued. Let's delve into that next time.
Okay, sounds good. Welcome back to our deep dive into Boston Seaport condos.
You left me hanging with that vacation savings idea.
Mm-hmm.
Could owning a Seaport condo actually be cheaper than my annual vacation spending?
It's a compelling thought, isn't it? Imagine this. Instead of spending thousands of dollars on hotels and flights each year, you could be building equity in a property that you can enjoy year round.
Okay, I'm listening, but wouldn't a mortgage payment eat up those potential savings?
Not necessarily. Remember, Seaport condos have strong potential for short-term rentals.
Like Airbnb or VRBO.
Exactly. And because the Seaport is such a desirable area for both tourists and business travelers, you could command a premium price for your rental.
Okay.
There are even property management companies that specialize in handling everything for you, from listing to cleaning to guest communication.
That's a pretty hands-off approach to generating income.
Sure.
I'm starting to see the appeal, but let's be realistic. Buying a condo, especially in a high-demand area like the Seaport, is a major financial commitment.
Mm-hmm.
What are some things I should consider before jumping in?
You're right. It's not a decision to be taken lightly. One of the first things you need to think about is financing.
Right.
We briefly touched on options like bank loans, private lending, and seller financing earlier.
Yeah.
Each path has its own nuances, particularly when you're dealing with luxury properties.
Let's break it down. What are the key differences I should be aware of?
Well, bank loans, while often the most familiar route, tend to have stricter requirements, especially for high-value properties.
Okay.
Think higher down payments, sometimes even above the typical 20%, and stringent credit checks.
So for someone who might not fit that traditional bank loan mold, what other options are out there?
That's where private lending can come into play. Private lenders, often individuals or companies outside the traditional banking system, tend to have more flexibility when it comes to credit scores and down payments.
So it's like a more personalized approach to lending tailored to individual circumstances.
Precisely. This can be a huge advantage for self-employed buyers or those who might have a less than perfect credit history but are otherwise financially sound.
Right.
However, the trade-off is that private loans typically come with higher interest rates and shorter repayment terms.
Okay.
It's a classic risk-reward scenario.
Got it. Now, what about seller financing? You mentioned it earlier, and it sounds like a unique approach.
It is essentially the seller of the condo acts as the lender, providing the financing directly to the buyer. This can be a win-win situation.
Oh.
The buyer might get more flexible terms, and the seller can generate passive income from the interest payments.
So it's like a built-in financing option with both parties potentially benefiting?
Mm.
But I imagine it's not as simple as just shaking hands and calling it a day, right?
You're absolutely right. But seller financing requires a solid legal agreement with all terms and conditions clearly outlined to protect both parties.
Yeah.
It's essential to have experienced legal counsel involved.
This is where a good real estate agent comes in, right? Someone who knows the intricacies of the Seaport market and can guide me through the process.
Absolutely. A knowledgeable agent who specializes in luxury properties will be your advocate, advisor, and go-to resource. They'll help you find the right property, navigate the financing landscape, negotiate the best price, and coordinate all the necessary steps.
It sounds like having that expert in your corner is crucial, especially in a market as competitive as the Seaport. But let's say I found my dream condo secured financing and have a fantastic agent by my side. What happens next?
The next step is to make an offer.
Okay.
Your agent will work with you to determine a fair price, taking into account comparable properties, the seller's motivation, and any contingencies you might want to include.
Contingencies, what are those?
Contingencies are conditions that must be met before the sale can go through.
Got it.
A common one is a home inspection contingency, which allows you to back out of the deal if a professional inspection reveals significant issues with the property.
So it's a way to protect my investment and ensure I'm not buying a lemon. What happens if the seller accepts my offer?
Congratulations, you're officially under contract, but the journey's not over yet. The closing process to navigate this involves a lot of paperwork, legal reviews, finalizing the financing, and transferring ownership of the property.
It sounds like a whirlwind of activity. What are some potential challenges I might encounter during this process?
One of the biggest hurdles, especially in a hot market like the Seaport, is competition. You might find yourself bidding against multiple buyers for the same property.
Oh, wow.
This can lead to bidding wars, potentially pushing prices higher or requiring buyers to waive certain contingencies to make their offers more attractive.
So I need to be prepared to act quickly and decisively, potentially even making some compromises to secure my dream condo.
That's a good way to put it. Another challenge is the complexity of condo ownership. You're not just buying the unit itself, you're buying into a shared ownership structure. This means being part of a homeowners association, or HOA, which manages the building and its common areas.
So I need to be aware of the HOA's rules and regulations, as well as the monthly fees involved.
Precisely. It's essential to understand the HOA's financial health reserve funds and any upcoming assessments or projects that could impact your monthly costs.
It sounds like doing your due diligence on the HOA is just as important as inspecting the property itself. Are there any other potential pitfalls I should be prepared for?
Closing costs are often a surprise for first-time buyers. These can include appraisal fees, title insurance recording fees, and attorney fees adding up to a significant amount on top of your down payment.
So I need to factor in these additional expenses when budgeting for my condo purchase.
Absolutely. It's all about being financially prepared and having a realistic understanding of the total cost involved.
This has been incredibly insightful. Any final words of wisdom for someone considering a Seaport condo?
Remember, the Seaport condo market is competitive, but don't be discouraged with the right mindset. A trusted team of professionals and a healthy dose of patience. You can find your dream home in this vibrant neighborhood. Now, let's shift gears and dive into what makes the Seaport lifestyle so unique, ready to explore the world of over-the-top amenities.
Welcome back to our Seaport Deep Dive. We've talked numbers, we've talked strategy.
Right.
But now it's time to talk about the fun stuff. What makes living in the Seaport so unique? It's not just about the address, it's about the lifestyle, right?
Absolutely. It's that blend of urban energy and waterfront serenity that really draws people in. You can be in the heart of the action one minute and strolling along the harbor the next.
Speaking of action, let's talk amenities. Seaport condos are known for their over-the-top offerings. I'm picturing more than just a basic gym and a pool. What are some of the standout features that make Seaport living so luxurious?
Well, fitness centers are a given, but we're talking state-of-the-art equipment, personal trainers, maybe even a yoga studio or two.
Oh, nice.
Some buildings even have indoor lap pools and spa facilities so you can truly pamper yourself without leaving home.
It's like having a luxury resort right at your fingertips. What about spaces for socializing and entertaining? I imagine Seaport residents are a pretty social bunch.
You're right. Resident lounges are designed with that in mind. Think plush seating fireplaces, maybe even a private dining room for hosting gatherings. Some buildings even have rooftop decks with grilling stations and panoramic city views.
Can you imagine hosting a party up there overlooking the harbor? Talk about a memorable experience. But what about those of us who prefer a quieter, more relaxing experience?
The Seaport has that covered too. Some buildings offer serene gardens, libraries, or even private screening rooms where you can unwind and escape the hustle and bustle.
It's all about creating a sense of community within these buildings.
Okay.
Isn't it a place where residents can connect and enjoy shared experiences?
Exactly, and that extends beyond the walls of the building itself. The Seaport is a vibrant neighborhood with a thriving social scene. You're steps away from some of Boston's best restaurants, bars, and shops.
So you can literally walk out your door and have everything at your fingertips. I've heard the Seaport has become quite a foodie destination.
It has Michelin-starred chefs and award-winning mixologists have been drawn to the area, creating a truly diverse culinary scene, whether you're craving a casual meal or a fine dining experience. The Seaport has something for everyone.
And for those who love arts and culture, there's the Institute of Contemporary Art, right?
That's right. The ICA hosts world-class exhibitions and performances, adding to the cultural richness of the neighborhood.
So it's a place where you can indulge your intellectual curiosity as well as your culinary cravings. But what about those who prefer to spend their time outdoors? Does the Seaport have anything to offer nature lovers?
Absolutely. There are beautiful waterfront parks and walking paths right along the harbor, perfect for a morning jog or an evening stroll with stunning views.
It sounds like the Seaport offers the perfect blend of urban excitement and natural tranquility. But with all these incredible perks, are there any downsides to living in the Seaport?
Well, as with any desirable location, the cost of living is a factor. The Seaport is one of the most expensive neighborhoods in Boston, so be prepared for a premium price tag, both for condos and for everyday expenses.
So it's a luxury lifestyle, both literally and figuratively.
Exactly. And another thing to consider is that the Seaport is still a relatively young neighborhood, so it's constantly evolving and changing. Construction is ongoing. New businesses are opening all the time, and the character of the neighborhood is still taking shape.
So it's a place for those who embrace change and are excited to be part of a dynamic, growing community.
Precisely. It's a neighborhood with a lot of energy and potential, and it will be interesting to see how it continues to evolve in the years to come.
Well, I think we've covered just about everything there is to know about Boston's Seaport condos. From market trends and buying strategies to the unique amenities and lifestyle perks, we've given our listeners a comprehensive deep dive into this fascinating neighborhood.
It's been a pleasure exploring the Seaport with you. Hopefully our listeners are feeling inspired and informed to embark on their own Seaport adventures.
And if you ever find yourself sipping a cocktail on a rooftop deck overlooking the harbor, you know where to find us. Happy diving.